USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden unveiled his plan Wednesday to forgive $10,000 in student loan debt with borrowers who have Pell Grants getting as much as $20,000 forgiven. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, criticizes the president for comparing student loans to loans given to small businesses during the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Student loans are loans to people who want to pursue college education, who are unable to afford it otherwise, and it's a commitment to the lender to pay the money back. In the case of SBA loans, they end up producing business and jobs and opportunity, and they get paid back.
The Dow ending a three-day losing streak at the closing bell, gaining 59 points. This is USA Radio News.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then, ouchie, wawa! That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
More than 80% of the western United States is under severe drought, including Texas, which is suffering the driest condition in the last 120 years. The situation is so bad that ranchers and farmers are being forced to sell off their herds. The USDA saying herds are down 2.4% nationwide since last year and down close to 50% in Texas, 43% in New Mexico, and 41% in Oregon. As far as what this means for folks who like to eat beef, Arthur Ohl is the president of the Texas and Southwest Cattle Raisers Association.
The fewer calves will be born next year, mm-hmm. and the supply will go down. And when supplies go down, it's very simple, supply and demand. The prices will rise.
Kentucky lawmakers are holding a special session to discuss the next steps in helping eastern Kentucky's flood victims. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is continuing to bus illegal immigrants to New York City and Washington, D.C. in order to force a response from the Biden administration. This as thousands of illegal immigrants continue to enter the United States through the southern border. Florida Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick criticizes New York City Mayor Eric Adams' response to the illegal immigrants arriving in New York.
Mayor Adams in New York City, he has championed himself or fashioned himself as the law and order mayor. Well, now it's time to start acting like it.
The NFL is remembering the loss of a legend.
Len Dawson, who led the Kansas City Chiefs to a victory in Super Bowl IV, passed away Wednesday at 87. Back in the day when gambling allegations surfaced from an acquaintance, Len responded.
And they were trying to determine what to do about the situation. And I can remember they're all sitting around. I said, why don't we tell them the truth?
Mr. Dawson was elected into the Hall of Fame both as a player and as a broadcaster. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul sent a letter to the National Institutes of Health on Tuesday asking it to preserve all of Dr. Anthony Fauci's documents and communications relating to the COVID-19 pandemic. Paul making the request after Fauci announced he was retiring in December of this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.